Wir haben das Gimmel und mit Alef. Das ist ein Ginstart von Elohodisnam. Elohodisnam nissach amayim kol sein. Wir lernen am Mischne mit Seches Suke, bei der Mitzvah nissach amayim es kol sein. Money, who is this going according? Ich habe Yeshua name Chadi. Yoyme. If it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua, so the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim should be one day. It's a very schwere Gemore. Why should I say that the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim should be one day? We had mentioned last week that the Keren Eure says, he says this is good according to Rashi, that Rashi said that that's what Rabbi Yeshua said, that one starts being maskir gvura shonrim mishas anochosai, when one puts down the lulav. That means, after one makes the broche on the lulav, ashana rabbe, then one is maskir mashi boruach. So, the Gemara understood that you say it, yem shvi shalchag, And that day, that's the day of, why you mask your dafke that day? Because that day we see there's a mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. So, Mamela, that day you mask your mashiv ruach and merid agosh. So, Irab Yeshua, Neymo, Chad Yoyme. That is good according to Rashi that we say, Miyoyim Hanachosai means, the seventh day of the Chag. If it means Shemini Atzeres, the way Taisvah says Pshat, Miyayim Anachose means Leil Shemini Atzeres, so then Lachair would have to say that the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim is Grad on Shemini Atzeres only. But Lachair then, we don't have a hechrech that the haskara is because of the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. It's already after the chag, so tichar as man of haskara. The whole time of Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Lezer was, it's a simen klola b'chag. But afterwards, if it's shmini already, so what's the right of the mitzvah of Nisach? What's the right of the mitzvah of Nisach b'yayim ha-shmini? Here the Gemara seems to say, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Neymar Chad Yoymehu. Grad the Taisvis of the Balei Tzroiris wants to say that Rashi wasn't Geiris this at all. So if you're not Geiris, it's not so much of a problem. And he himself wants to say, Rabbi Yeshua, Neymar Chad Yoymehu, that until one day there's no mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. That's what he wants to say. Because the Haskor is from Yom Shmini, and there's no Bechlal, there's no mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. Here Rabbi Kiva, if this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Kiva learns out from Unsocheho, that there are two Nisachim, Niskei Hayayim and Niskei HaMayim, Estrei Yayim. So the mitzvah is, it starts from the 6th day and the 7th day, that's it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire, if that mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire, who says that on the second day already it says Niskehem, so we have an extra mem, and then we have a remez of Mayim, Niskehem, Nisachehem, Mishpotam. So Shita Yayme, so we start from the second day, so from the second day to the seventh day, there are 6 days of Nisach HaMayim. So who does this Mishnah that says that there are 7 days of Nisach HaMayim, who is it going according to? So the Gemara says, La'olam Rabbi Yehuda ben Seirei. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seirei. Aye, it is 6 days. V'svir alayke Rabbi Yehuda de Masnissen. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. He's a moide v'miktsis to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? This nan, we learned Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beluk hoyo menaseich kol shmoinah. Rabbi Yehuda said two chidushim. Chidush number one, that the nisach was not b'shloisha lugim, it was with one lug. Chidush number two, that the mitzvah of nisach was not 7 days, it was 8 days.
So in Chiddush number two of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda ben Say, so Rabbi Yehuda was machadish that the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim is Nimshach Teshmini Atzeres. So Memele, so could be Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire is Moide to Rabbi Yehuda in this Nekude. Umapik Rishain Umayel Shmini. That means he has a Gilui Hakro that the mitzvah of Nisach starts from the second day. That is the Rai, it says Veniskeyem. That's the beginning of the Remez of Mayim. But he's also moide to Rabbi Yehuda that it's nimshach till Shmini Atzeres. So memele, so from the second day till Shmini Atzeres, we have 7 days. Zogt de Gemara, umayishno rishin deloy, that's not a good teretz. Why do you assume, not why do we assume, Rabbi Yehuda may say, hold like that, umayishno rishin deloy, why is there no mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, the first day, the Chiremizi Mayim, B'Sheini Uderemizi. Because the Remez is B'Sheini. Shmini Nami, Chiremizi Mayim, B'Shvihi Uderemizi. So B'Sheini, it's also the same thing. Hello. So the Remez ends B'Shvihi, so therefore it should not be Nimshach to Shmini. So who is the Tana that holds that the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim is 7 days? So the Gemara says, Elo Rabbi Yeshua. The Nisach HaMayim kol shive hilchis gemirilo. It's going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds the not masker kshomim only b'yayim hashmini because kshomim is simen klola b'chak. And Fakerta has kore of kshomim is nothing to do with Nisach HaMayim. The haskore is a simen klole. Nisach, we mentioned, maybe speaking about kshomim, being moir about kshomim, that alone is a simen klole. Nisach HaMayim, meret kornish, metut amitzen for Nisach HaMayim. El Rabbi Shui, ve Nisach HaMayim, kol shive hilchisa gemirilo. God, I saw the Chassam Sofer says, I mean, according to Chassam Sofer, it's quite interesting. Chassam Sofer says that what the Gemara mentions in Rosh Hashanah, that why the Torah told us a mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, kedei sheyisbolchu gishmei Hashanah, so the Chassam Sofer wants to tell it that this Gemara is going only according to Rabbi Yehuda that says that the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim is 8 days. He says, because Faker, the Gemar Din of the Kshomim is on the 8th day. So if the purpose of the mitzvah is she's Boruch Gishmei Hashone, it's Zichem Mestavelet Shebinim Shech 8 days. He says, all the other Tanoim that give different zmanim is, so according to them, the reason of Nisach HaMayim is nothing to do with Gishmei Hashanah. This other cheshbon is why we're with Nisach HaMayim. That's what Chassam Sofer wants to say. So Ibezoi Kemezogin Golgot, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Nisach HaMayim is nothing to do with the Haskora of Gishmei Hashanah. That means the Haskore is after it's Oisim and Klole, and the 7 days of Nisach HaMayim is nothing to do with Kshomim. It's a different Cheshbon in Ganzen. But I don't understand the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that, Fakert, he says according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire, that you start on the second day and you end on the 7th day. So the Chassam Sofer says, and then in the middle there's a remez, we have a remez, the 2nd day, the 6th day, and the 7th day. So he says, that's Rosh Tevis Buz, Peis Vov Zayin. And the purpose of Nisach HaMayim is Shoifech Buz Al Nedivim, it's an Inyan to be Mechale in Mashpel Umesoylem. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. So there's nothing to do with Gishmei Hashanah. So I didn't understand Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira said that your masker Gishmei Hashonah B'Yoyim Beis, since the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim is B'Yoyim Beis. So L'Choyre, if the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim is Kadesh Yisboch or Gishmei Hashonah, so Memelis, you start B'Yoyim Beis, so that's the Zman where we have to be Meratza al Gishmei Hashonah. But according to Chassam Sofer, that the only one that holds that it's Mekusha, the mitzvah of this one is Mekusha, the Gishmei Hashonah is Rabbi Yehuda, so why did Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira say the Haskorah is Miyayim Beis? Because the Nisach HaMayim starts Miyayim Beis. I don't understand. But according to Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Yeshua, this Gemara is very good. That Nisach HaMayim has nothing to do with Gishmei Hashonah. There's no Indian of Simin Klola Bechag. So therefore, it's 7 days. It's Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, and the Haskorah starts the 8th day. Ella Rabbi Yeshua ben Nisach Hamayim Kol Shiva Hilchus Gemiri Lo Domar Rab Ami Omar Rab Yechanan Mishum Rab Nachum Yeish Bekas Beischerson Eser Netiyes Arove ben Nisach Hamayim Aloch L'Moshe Misinai. Let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi. If it's Rabbi Kiva, treyayim ahave v'sulay, the oma unesochel v'ainu b'shishi marbe nisach hamayim. So the nisach starts b'yemei shishi. We'll say yemei shishi, yemei shvi. At the most, it could be 2 days. V'sovo lo k'Rabbi Yehuda d'masli. So the Gemara said no. It could be it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. And Rabbi Yehuda Meseira v'sovel lo k'Rabbi Yehuda damas nisen, da oma belug ave menasech kol shmein. Loi sovel kebosi b'med da oma k'mo shmein menasech, he doesn't hold that the mitzvah's nisach is 8 days, ala b'med da oma b'shmini menasech, but that what he holds, that the mitzvah's nisach is nimshach t'shmini atzeres, that he does hold. Bekiven de bishmini menasech, ashkaches l'arbidem emseire, the omar b'sheini maschilen, if you start on the 2nd day, it will be nimshach to shmini atzeres l'nisach hamayim kol shiva. So then the Mishnah can go according to him, and will say the nisach hamayim kol shiva. The mapik rishen umayil shmini, that we take off the 1st day, but we'll add on the 8th day. Was Meishiv Bala Gemara, so the Gemara asked on that, Mi Motzi Omar Rabbi Yehuda de Bishmini Menasech. Maishna de Komar de Berishin Eini Maskir. De Chirimizi Maye Bishaini Huda Remizi. Why does he hold the Berishin Eini Maskir? Because the Remiz of Mayim starts from the Shaini. The Remizi de Bevaniskeyem, from the Remiz of Niskeyem, Mar Benisech HaMayim. Shmini nami mi motza oma de menasech. So how could you say that Shmini is a mitzvah of nisach, or shvi oma rachmone? It seems it ends by shvi. The mem, yud, mem, mayim, ksiv b'shvi. That ends by shvi. The siyim, kroi, the nisach hamayim, b'shvi, ksiv. Kimishpotam, v'loi b'shmini. So memele, so how could you say, according to Abhidah ben Seira, there's a mitzvah of nisach, yom shmini? So the Gemara says, Ella Rabbi Yeshua hi, the Omar Mishas Anochosoi. It's going according to Rabbi Yeshua that says, the mitzvah vaskore is Mishas Anochosoi. Maskir, v'afal pikein, sovar, the nisuch, that the mitzvah vaskore starts the 8th day. We'll see that's the end of Rashi. Hainish b'shvi l'cherunat goyres. V'afal pikein, Sovar the Nisach Hamayim Kol Shiva, even though the mitzvah Askora starts the 8th day, but the mitzvah of Nisach is Kol Shiva. The Gemara Gomil Alocha L'Moshe Misinai, the Nisach Hamayim Kol Shiva. The Nisach Hamayim is Kol Shiva. Vadai, so now Rashi says as follows. Vadai, the Gemara was looking for a Tana that holds that Nisach Hamayim is Shiva. So Rashi says, Vadai Kabeleza Osi Shapir. According to Rabbi Lezer, I mean, why are you looking with licht for Tanoim? It can go according to Rabbi Lezer. Where do you see that Rabbi Lezer holds that there's no mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim? Avok, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, Rabbi Kiva loy metuk. according to them, it can't go, because Rabbi the Messiah says, Nisach HaMayim starts being base, and Kiva also starts being Vav. Alo lahochi leimuki lo ki Rabbi Lezer, that Mishnah doesn't go according to Rabbi Lezer. The whole loimi boy, Rabbi Lezer, svira lehochi. There was no shaila that Rabbi Lezer can hold like that. The vadi le Rabbi Lezer osi shapit. According to Rabbi Lezer, the Mishnah is zicha going good. Vahodika mukim krabi Yeshua, rebusika mashmalom. That it can go a full according to Rabbi Yeshua, even though we see that there's no mitzvah of askore, shivis yimei hachak, afal pika, and there could be a mitzvah of nisach shivis yimei hachak. Avo kab yudah ben seirich habekiva lay metukme, Rabbi Yehuda yalef, mivinemar b'sheini v'niskeyem, alma desova de nisach amayim lehave elevov yomim. Do you lay mapik rishon umayos? I mean, he can't say that he takes away the first day and he adds on the eighth day. Mishmani pirchi de pochlel, because Moses, he can't say that. Just like the remes is mapik the first day, so the remes is mapik the eighth day also. Is layosi Rabbi Yehuda? Can't go that right to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Kivi yalav min esocher shem abishish alma desavad and isach amayim lehavi aletrayoyimi. Avol Rabbi Yeshua mitukme, according to Yeshua can go, lefikach ein maskirin, elo biyomtev ha'achrin, so therefore, Nahir Rashi says, that Rabbi Yeshua, that the Yom HaNechosei means yomtev ha'achrin, shmini. The kshomim bechag simin klole, kshomim bechag is a simin klole, avol nisach ha'mayim, avol kol shivet digmore gomilo. So, we had mentioned, according to the Keren Oira, this was the Shakla Vitaria in the Gemara. The Gemara in the Havamina held that Yom HaNechose means Yom Shvi. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it should be one day. Nisach HaMayim, and the Gemara, the Maskonas HaGemara is, that Yom HaNechose is Yom Shmini. Biyom Tavachin, Rashi says, Klo, Biyom Tavachin Shalchak. So Memele, so therefore we could say that Haskore of Kshomim is nothing at all to do with Nisach HaMayim. So Nisach HaMayim could be called Shiva. Rabbi Kibeger and Daf Beis Omed Beis, on Tosfos, we mentioned that when we learned the Tosfos, we had said we'll try to explain it when we get to Daf Gimel. Tosfos, Daf Beis Omed Beis, the Gemara Klerda Shaila, Rabbi Lezer that holds your masker Shivas Yomim, does he learn out from Lulav? Does he learn out from Nisach HaMayim? And the Gemara seems to say the Nafkamina will be, if he learns out from Lulav, it's Bayoim, he learns out from Nisach HaMayim, it's Balaylo. And Taisvis starts off with another Nafkamina. Taisvis a Nafkamina, if he learns out from Lulav, then Nisach HaMayim is not Bayoim Rishon. He learns out from Nisach HaMayim, that Nisach HaMayim is B'yem Rishon. Tosfos says something that the Gemara doesn't mention at all. Tosfos starts saying other nafkaminas which seem not necessary. And what's the makir of Tosfos? So Rabbi Kiveger says on this Tosfos that Tosfos at Kahat Rashi's Kasha. He says the Gemara is searching who does this Mishnah go like, and it goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. Why can it go according to Rabbi Lezer? This kasha about the Tosfos. So Tosfos held as follows. That means we see Rabbi Lezer held that if there's any mitzvah which has a shaykhis with ritzui al kshomim, b'moy sachag, so that is a simin that we have to be masked kshomim also. And that's man. If you might if there's a mitzvah that's meratza and kshomim, so therefore you have to be meratza bepeh also. So now the Gemara had a shayla. Does he learn out from lulav? So then that mitzvah of ritzui starts by day. So mashi beruach he starts by day by shachis. If he learns out from Nisach HaMayim, so that mitzvah starts the night before, so Mashvuch also starts the night before. That's what the Gemara says. We mentioned Taisus will be mitzvah all the nights, and according to Lena from Lul, but it's a mitzvah only by day. So Rabbi Kiveger said that Taisus, or the Gemara had a kashe. That means, and what is the Gemara for Zeus? The Gemara for Zeus, that he learned out from Lulav. So the Gemara had a Moirdike Kasha. Why shouldn't he learn out from Nisach HaMayim? I mean, what? Nisach HaMayim is a smaller Ritzui than Al Gshomim, than Lulav. Lulav, the Gemara says, is Latza Ruchis Rois, Lolem Roim. Nisach HaMayim is Lachayre, Sheiz Borchu Kishmei HaShonim. So why didn't he learn out from Nisach HaMayim? So Tosfos held, if he didn't learn out from Nisach HaMayim, Al Kochach held there was no mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim then. That means if he learns out from Lulav, so that means the first mitzvah that is Meratza Lakshomim is Lulav. And that starts by day. So the Haskorah Mashivuch also starts by day. So that's Tosfos Hakdome. Tosfos says, if the Haskorah only starts by day, so that's a proof there's no mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim yet. Nisach HaMayim starts the second day, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. So that was Tosfos Teretz on Rashi's Kasha. The Gemara says, we have a mitzvah that it's 7 days. So Rashi is maybe it's going according to Rabbi Elezer. Tyson says, I can't go according to Rabbi Elezer. If Rabbi Elezer would hold that it starts the first day Sukkah, so he would start saying Mashiv Ruch by Ma'ariv. Because the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim starts Belayla. And since he says you start by day, so that's the biggest raya, that the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim starts, the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim starts the second day. That was the second Tyson from the Beis Amid Beis. The Domer Rabbi Bol Elim, the Rabbi Lezna Milulav, Perish, Esfirle did Nisach Loyavik, Ad Bishaini. That means this goes hand in hand. If the mitzvah of Askor is not at night, so that's the greatest proof that there's no mitzvah of Nisach by night, the first night. So there's no 7 days. That's why the Gemara to say it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah. Now we see the Meroime, we see Rashi didn't hold this Cheshbon at all. I mean, Rashi says Klor, I mean, the we have to understand this Cheshbon. Rashi says Klor, that Rabbi Lezer holds it 7 days. So why taka on your mask from Ma'ariv? Why didn't he learn out from Nisach HaMayim? I mean, according to the Chassam Sofer, it's good that besides Rabbi Yehuda, no one else held that Nisach HaMayim is a shaykhis with Kishmei Broche. So that's what he learned out from Lulav. Only Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's a shaykhis with Kishmei Broche. Let us go further. Eser netiyis hamefuzoreis b'soich beis so. That means you split up a beis so in 10 boxes. And you put the netiyas, the saplings, in the middle of each box. So each netiyah is yoinik, a certain amount, the same amount, in the complete beiso. As we have Allah l'mayshim esinayim v'zoris v'seich beiso, chershin kol beiso erev shviyis. One is permitted to be chersh, even though we learned as a din, l'haysif michil ala kodesh michorish, at Kotzer Tishbois we learn out that is a din of Shvise Erev Shvies, but there's a lot of Moshe Messina that the din Shvise does not apply by Netiyas. Chershin, one is permitted to be Chersh Kol Beiso Erev Shvies Ad Rosh Hashanah till Rosh Hashanah. Af Al Gav Tishar Sodeis and Chershin Levnei Shviyas Lamed Yoyim. Other Sodeis besides Netiyas, Min HaTeire, you have to be Peirish 30 Yoyim, 30 days in Elul, the Shana Levnei Shviyas, not to do any Meloche. Zecher, but Netiyas, one is permitted to be Chershin the whole Beiso, the Hoyel im Ein Chershin Svivon Mavsidim, since if one will not be chayrish, there'll be a hefsid. So therefore, one is permitted to be chayrish. Yisuf Siklor and Taisvis Netiyas, if one will not be chayrish, then there'll be a hefsid to the Netiyas. So therefore, there's a hefsid to be, we have a loch, that's the loch l'mayshim Sinai,
that one is permitted, the halacha meshmini was megala the shir yenike, what each netiya needs, and Rashi in Sukkah says two things, that the halacha meshmini is Sinai, tell b'dentine b'netiya is nema l'meshim is Sinai, shemuta lachesh tachtem adreshishone kedei shelo yivshu. The halacha l'meishim Sinai tells us that there's a heter charisha in order they shouldn't be nipsat, and the bim eser hain, and if there are 10 umafuzoris kilchosam b'seich beiso nema l'meishe sheyoin keis bebeiso kule mutalachish es kulon bishvilon. One is permitted to be charish the whole beiso because of these 10. So that means that there was two things that were said in the halacha l'meishim Sinai, that there's a heter charisha since they will dry up if they won't be chayrish, and also the amount of yenike that netiyas need is eser bebeis tso. That's one halacha l'meishim Sinai. Second halacha l'meishim Sinai v'nisach amayim kol shive. That there's a mitzvah nisach amayim kol shive, and then the third halacha was arov. Let us see Taisvis. Here Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, Adama b'sheni b'chago maskir, shishay me'ab, and it's only 6 days for Nisach, im keli in Nisach, im shishayom. Eser netiyas, Beirish Rashi, so Rashi said, Eser tidabach, Eser netiyas amafuzoris, bebeiso, Chayrish kol beiso bishvilon. So the whole beiso one is permitted to be chayrish bishvilon. The whole netiye yoinekes. Each yentiye is yoinik equally from this beiso. V'davke mi beiso o yitzorich lehem. Davke beiso, which they need this whole beiso, yochalachish adresh shona shoshviyis, davashape ukumi ilone. That this is to make sure this is not shabuchi ilona, this is a kum ilona, this is to ensure the existence of the ilona. Sure, therefore it's permitted till Rosh Hashanah. Avol yoisa mi beiso, if you have eser netiyas in an area, they're spread out in an area more than a beiso, ein echayrish, alukadei tzorchon, then one is only permitted to be chayrish what is necessary for the yenike. Tohoyil umafuzoris bi yoisa mi beiso, since they're spread out more than a beiso, kaimi shapir, they'll exist, afilu, you won't be chayrish the whole beiso. So then each ilon, you'll have to be chayrish the sheer unique of each ilon bazunda. And exactly the sheer unique, we can figure out from esanatis, bebeiso, that there we have, that want to be chayrish the whole beiso, so there we can figure out the sheer unique from each natiya. If there is less than a beiso, so then it won't exist, period. The way it is, they are planted. So one netiya will be yainik from the other netiya. So each one is killing the other one. So then there's no heta whatsoever to be chayrish bechlau, because it's not aimelis kaim. V'davke netiya is amad the chershin bishvilon ad reish hashanah. Davke netiya is one is permitted to be chayrish. Aval ilonais also the araise kol elul. Ilonais then they can exist without being chayrish ad reish hashanah. So minatayr it's also kol elul. Umidarabonon that's minatayr. Umidarabonon there are two zmanim Pesach v'Atzeres. Tikkun besoda halovon ad Pesach. The Rabbonon Pesach v'atzeres tikkun. And with the Rabbonon they were misakin different man in Pesach v'atzeres. Besoda halovon ad Pesach muta. And in Pesach halon also. Besoda ilon ad atzeres muta mikan ve'iloch also. With the Rabbonon there's different manim. There's a zman of that means even though mikir adin b'shar sodais, this man is this man is till Elul, but the Rabbonon were marchik and the stay lovon, which is a stay tvua, is till Pesach, and the stay ilon is till Shavuos. Arove shemekifin es hamizbeach, but the makim es hamizbeach v'nisach hamayim, aloch lemoishe mesinai, so others are geiris kol zayin.
That's, so these two are called Zion. God, I saw the Taisvis and the Balei Atzroires that he says that the Arova is that every Yi takes an Arova and Ishana Rabbe, that's Halacha L'Moshe Misina. But Taisvis learns it's going on Kol Shiva. Zokte Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. We heard in the Baraisa, Rabbi Yehuda said B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua, Ha'iver Lifnei Hateve B'Yontev Ha'achen Sholchak, the Shatz Shmini Atzeret, so Achrein Maskir, so by Musaf we are Maskir Mashi V'Ruach, Horishain Einei Maskir, the Baal Shachis is not Maskir Mashi V'Ruach. B'Yontev Horishain Shel Pesach, Horishain Maskir, Ha'achrein Einei Maskir. Frag the Gemara, Hai Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Yeshua is this? That holds that the Tchilas Zman Haskore starts from Musaf. Ileime Rabbi Yeshua de Masnissen Ha'omar B'yonte V'achen Shol Chag Maske. So Poshet the Gemara means as follows, that here in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer says Yonte V'arishin, and we know Yonte V'arishin means Shachris of Yonte V'arishin, because the Baraisa said that Rabbi Lezer learns out from Lulav. So the Yontev Horishin means Shachis or Yontev Horishin. Now, if Rabbi Yeshua said Yontev Ha'achin, so it means Shachis of Yontev Ha'achin. Mestama, they're speaking the same terminology, so Mestama, it means Shachis. So Memele, Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah holds it Shachis. El Rabbi Yeshua de Barais, so this is Rabbi Yeshua de Barais, Omer Mishas Anachosa. Now we hear Vilachayim Achleikis Rashi and Taisus. According to Taisus, that Beisim at Beis, Mishas and Achosa means when one puts down the Lulev Shvi, that means after it's put down, Kolayim Kosher Luluf, so after when it's put down already, so that means Leil Shmini, one should be masked, so one should be masked by Meiriv already. That's Shitas at Taisus. According to Rashi, and Rashi mentions this over here, well then, and again, this is very problematic, Rashi, that Rashi writes a chayin in a hair, but b'shas ha'nachos, means, Rashi says b'shas ha'nachos, means yom shvi. So, koponim, Rabbi Shu and the Barai says either leil shmini or yom shvi, but it's not, by shmini itself, by musaf. One kash. B'su, another kash, hodisanya, we learned in the Barai, Rabbi Yehuda Omer mishum ben b'seire, Ha'oiver lifnei hateve b'yontev ha'achen sholchag, ha'achen masker, hai ben b'seire. Now we have another barais. Rabbi Yehuda said this b'shem ben b'seire. Hai ben b'seire. Ileim Rabbi Yehuda ben b'seire ha'omer b'sheini b'chag ha'masker. But Rabbi Yehuda ben b'seire says that his man of Askor is b'sheini b'chag, not b'shmini etzeres by Musa. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said, Tehei Tavayu, so we'll find for both Kashis, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seir. It's going according to Rabbi Yeshua Ben Seir. It's going to Rabbi Yeshua Ben Seir. And so Mamela, this is not the Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah, this is not Rabbi Yeshua of the Baraisa, this is Rabbi Yeshua Ben Seir. Zimnim the Korilei B'Shmei. Now we have the two braises. The braise we had learned till now, it said Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Yeshua. And we have another braise, Rabbi Yehuda b'shem ben b'seire. Zimnin de korelei b'shmei. Zimnin de korelei b'shmei da'abe. And sometimes he called them the ben b'seire. And what was machriye? V'ho mekame de lismechu. Before he got smiche, so he was called them ben b'seire. Well, the boss of the Lismachu, after he got smiche, then he called him Rabbi Yeshem, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, then he called him plain Rabbi Yeshua. Zogt Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Ha'oiver Lifnei Hateve B'yonte V'achen Shalchak, Kein Omer Mahu. Now we're starting to be mevayer about Chelik of the Braise, Kloim Amrin, Ela Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So now we have to know, which Rabbi Yeshua this is. Hai Rabbi Yeshua, Ilaim Rabbi Yeshua, Temas Nisen, Yom Tov Achen o Masker, the Rishon Nami Amespalo Tvilas Yoitzer Masker, that we had mentioned, because the Yom Tov Achen of Rabbi Yeshua is similar to the Yom Tov Rishon of Rabbi Lezer. Bilo Hochi Toni Rishon Eini Masker. So if it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua the Baraisa, Homa Mishas Anachosoi, Da hainu b'shvi. Here Rashi says klor that Hashem Chosam is shvi. V'hoch itoni yom tevachin shalchag da hainu b'shmi. V'su ho desanyi b'michil tachiti rabi yudoim ha-mishum ben b'seiro ho-oi v'lifnei atei v'biyom tevachin shalchag ha-achin masker ishineini masker. So there it says ben b'seiro. As Amar Nachum v'yitzrok te'i tovayu ho de boi yisai rabi Yeshua. So we'll for both kashes, Rabbi Yeshua ben Seiri. Or the come Rabbi Yehuda leil mishum ben Yeshua. Or the come mishum ben Seiri. Teta vay Rabbi Yeshua ben Seiri. Bulei kashes zimnin korilei bishmei davua ben Seiri. Zimnin the korilei bishmei didei Rabbi Yeshua. Mikam made the list mechu before he got smichem. Let us learn further. Zut the Gemara weiter. Tane, we learned in a Baraisa, Betal uberuchais leichaivu chachomim lahasker. There's no chiyuv to be masker tal. There's no chiyuv to be masker ruach, mashiv ruach. There's no chiyuv to be masker moirid atal. V'imbo lahasker, but if he wants to be masker, masker. So it's not called a hefsek and shemay nesri. He's permitted to be masker. Let us see Rashi. Betal uberuches, mashiv ruach, umoirid atal. Leichaivu chachomim lahaskir. There's no chiyuv to be maskir. Afilu b'mois hakshomim. So in Yalkut Yishai, he wants to say pshat that afilu b'mois hakshomim is going on mashiv haruach. That means Rashi is telling us that even though we say mashiv haruach umayir dageshem b'mois hakshomim, we'll see later why we do it, but there's no chiyuv to say mashiv haruach. There's no chiyuv to say moire datol b'moisa chama. So that's what the Gemara is telling us. Mashiv haruach afilu b'moisa kshomim. Moire datol b'moisa chama lechavucham lahaskir. Afilu b'moisa kshomim. That means the mashivuch that we say, there's also no chiyuv to say. My time, why isn't there a chiyuv? Omar Rab Chanine lefi she'ein netzori. The never netza. So Rashi says, she ilmolei netzorin, ein ha'ilam iskayim. So they're never netza. So it means, so lechere, it means that there's a meiridike tzorech for ruach and tal, and since it's such a meiridike tzorech, so therefore we're not masker. Lechere, one would say, ibchem istavre. I mean, this is more necessary than motto. And so why aren't we masker? So I thought perhaps we had mentioned last week the chinuch. So perhaps according to the chinuch, we could perhaps understand this. The chinuch in mitzvah Tov Lamed says, when he speaks about the mitzvah of Birchas Hamozen, so just bekitzer, being malakit nekudis from the divrei chinuch, the chinuch says as follows. Bechu chofeit betoivas b'riyosa. The Rebbein Shalom wants toivas b'riyosa. He wants that. V'roitze lihiyoson ruyim v'zakoim lekabel toive me'itoi. That means, in the rotzin lahete that Rebbein Shalom has, there's a drawback. That means Rebbein Shalom wants to be meitev, but they have to be roi in zakoi to be mekabel the toive. So Memele, the Rebbein Shalom wants to be made of them, but they have to be ruined as a coin like Abu Toive Mita, so that's what the Rebbein Shalom also wanted, they should be ruined as a coin. Abroche, so when one makes Abroche, Askore lo'ira nafsheini ki hu amelore, Then we ma'ire ourselves that Rabbein Shalom is the Mevorech. Mitoich eisoiris hazeh onu zoichim lahamshech oleinu mibirchosay. So me'mele, so the whole inyan of broche is that we should be roi to be mekabel the broche, and that is good for the Rotzen Hashem, and we become roi to be mekabel the broche when we come to the akore that the whole sibis abroch is from the Rebbein Yishlom, and through that we become roi. So that's where you have to make a broche. So the broche, so let us understand, the broche is not for the Rebbein Yishlom, he doesn't need our broches. The broche is that we should be nisoyre, that the mekir abroch is the Rebbein Yishlom. And if we won't be nisoyre, we're not zakoi for the broche. So the Rebbein Yishlom told us we should make the broche, so we should be zakoi. But something that's einom netzorim, so memele afilu we're not zoich, it's going to occur. So there's no reason to be maskir at them. The whole reason of haskaras is to make us roi, not for the Rebbein Shalom, for us. But if we don't, we'll always get it. So there's no need to be maskir. L'cher that is pshat and the gemara l'visha einam netzorin. So memele will get it side by side, bein roi bein einer roi. So there's no need to be maskir to make us roi for it. Let's finish the Rashi. V'hai da omrino. Now Rashi asks l'choyre an arminik. He says, we're just saying now that there's no need to be maske ruach. Afilu b'moisak shomim. So Rashi asks v'hai da omrino. We do say b'tfile mashi v'ruach omoyre da geshem. We're not iskal. Because Rashi really means to ask, we don't say moyre at all. So, Shaz, we don't say, because there's no need to, so we don't say it. So why do we say Mashiva Ruach? Why aren't we consistent? Is Lav Mishum Chiv, not because of the Zachiv to be Maskir, Ruach, El Choyk Geshem Hu Maskir. We mention in the Shvach of Geshem, we Maskir Ruach Oichet. The Ruchais, this is the Goyin's Girse, the ruchais moi ilois la oretz le sakna le nagva kede besomuch zike de boso mitro kim mitro. So that the wind after the rain accomplishes just as much as the rain accomplishes. So memele, so the haskora of mashiva ruach that we make, that is not a haskora, that is not a haskora als ruchais. This is the haskore that we want to add on in the haskore of Moirid Kshomim. So in the shvach of Kshomim, we're giving a shvach to the ruchais abois boso mitra, those ruchais, which they also kemitra, which is not necessary, but a kaponim, it's an elaboration on the Moirid Agoshem. We're being a shvach on the ruche zike de boso mitra, which is also kemitra. Let us go further. Vital minolon deloy meyatzo. How do we know that tal is not ma'atzo? Tal is never held back. The chsiv, because it says in the posik, vayomer eliyo hatishbi mitoish ve'gilod al acho, chay Hashem elokei Yisrael ashamati lefonov im yia hashonim ha'ele tal umoto ki im lefi devorai. So Leo Anovi had sworn to Achav, after Achav had ridiculed, they had said that the reason that the Unglück happened to the one who built Yericho was because he was over on the klol of Yeshua. So he said, no, and what's the Rabbanu Shlalom gave a klol, if you'll be over by the Zore, Yiyamoto, Vadom Alisitin Ashevulo, and what's with this klol? So Eliyahu HaNavi swore, oh, you want to ask Akasha, well, we'll see now. There will not be tal umoto ki im lefi dvoi. So he made a shvua on tal umoto. Later it says, leich hera el achov, ve'etno moto al peneo adom. The Rabbein Shalom says, I'm going to now give moto. Ve'ilu tal loikom alei. The Rabbein Shalom not say he's going to give tal. Now, my time Mishum the loy meyatza, because tal was never netzah, because tal is always in existence. So memele, so that is why that the Rabbi Nishlom did not say he's going to give tal. fragt die Gemore, bech im Meacha, de loi miyatsa el yoish tavu ilomele, so man of Sheheftal is never netza, so why was el yo, why did he swear that there won't be tal? Hochi komalei, afilo tal de broche, nami loi osi. That means that the Ritva explains there are two types of tal. There's stamazei a tal which is necessary for the existence of the world. Now that tal is not matzmiach. That tal does not have the milus of motto. That's a tal that's needed for the kiyum ha'olam. Now there's a tal de broche. The Ritva says that means the Rebbeinu shel Olam injects in the tal that shayred a broche that is bekoyach latzmiach. So Eliyahu Hanavi, he made a shvue. That means he wanted. That's what the Yin Yaakov says, that Emerson he had two times. Achav said it says Avatam Mimachayim, and it says the Yin Yaakov explained that Emerson that Achav had two times. One time it was. It says, and it's raining, Baruch Hashem, very much. By us, we have an abundance of rain. And then it says also, that won't be crops. And there was abundance of crops also. Now, if Eliyahu HaNavi would only speak about Moto, so there's still a kasha by Achav, because Tal de Broche, if there'll be a broche in the tal, so memela that's bekoyach latzmiach. There's tal, and then there's a broche which is sometimes injected into the tal, that the tal is bekoyach latzmiach. So memela, if he would not have mentioned tal, so wouldn't rain, but al kaponim, mota was niskayim, abo vadom aleisiten and shibula wasn't niskayim. So he wanted to make sure that nothing is going to grow. So therefore he mentioned tal also. But what did he mean? He meant the tal de broche, that's bekoyach latzmiach, will not be in existence, al pi divrei Eliyahu. So that's what Eliyahu swore. Hachi komale, afele tal de broche, nami loyos. Frek de gemore, fine. Vilahadre le tal de broche. So the gemore says, fine. So there was tal, but there wasn't tal de broche. So later, let him tell him that when Rabbi Shalom decided that he's going to give, there will be motto. Why didn't he tell him there'll be tal de brocha also? And for the Gemara, mishum de loy minkere milse, because it is not nikel that the tal de brocha came back. Now let us see Rashi. Ve'ilu tal loy koma ve'etno tal umota elo motel bilvat. It only says motel. De loy me'atza lo'oilom afilu ba'oysen shonim. That means because there was always tal. Like the gemar ishtevue lomo loy de koma, so I believe there was always tal. So mishtevue lomo loy de koma mi'a shonim ha'ele tal umoto ki im lefi dvorai haloi netza was never netza. So what did he swear that there won't be tal? So the Gemara said, "Yafilu tal de broche she yatzmiach shum tzemach." That there won't be a tal de broche that will be bekeich latzmiach. Frek de Gemara velehedre le tal de broche veleimo veetno tal umoto, because till now there was no tal de broche. Says the Gemara, "Dloy minkere milse doho tal have me ikore." Tal was falling the whole time. Lohoya ha'achav, v'lohoya achav oroshe moide bachzire de tal shel broche. See, it wasn't moide that the tal shel broche came back. So lachire could be pshat is as follows. And we'll see. That means to say like this: tal was falling the whole time. The whole time that tal was falling, nothing was growing. So we knew that tal de broche was netza. That we know. Fine. Now he's going to say, you know what? Now it's going to come back motto. Now it's going to come back tal de broche. Now, do we have any way to prove that the tal de broche is coming back? How do we know? It's the same. No, this tal de broche, it's matmir.
So we can't prove that the Tal de Broche came back, because maybe it's Matzvich, because of the Mata. So we have no way of proving to Achav that Tal de Broche came back. That we can't prove to him. He'll liken it. He'll say Tal de Broche came back. So Memela, that's the first day of Rash. Leminker Emilse, the Tal, it's not Nikel that now came back Tal de Broche, the Tal Havamikor. There was always Tal. He won't say that now it became Tal Shah. Who says it became now Tal Shah Broch? Tal de Broche didn't come back. Well, he's saying, Stamazo, you brought back Tal. Tal was always here. So therefore, he didn't say he should mention anything about Tal, because he couldn't prove anything. But when he's speaking about Tal, so Mamela, if he can't prove anything, you don't talk about it. Let us see Taisvis. Vayomer Eliyo Hatishbi Mitoishve Gilo. Vakach Niro Mitoishve Gilo. Lefisha Holgu Yisrael Anshe Yovesh Gilot. Al Maisa Pelegish Begiva, Loi Nishar Beyovesh Gilot Ki'im Ma'at Anoshim Minam Yishovim Be'ir. There was only left over a few people Minam Yishovim, Ki Kol Ashar Hoyu Am Asafsuf. The rest of the people in Yovesh Gilot were Am Asafsuf, Lakach Meyid Kiliyo Minat Yishovim. That's what he says, he was Miteshove Gilot. L'davoini, I don't understand exactly what Taisvis is saying. In Shoftim, Chof Aleph Yud, when one looks in Nach, there was a big problem over there. They made a shvua that they won't give any of their daughters to Binyamin. There were 600 people, 600 men left over from Shevet Binyamin, and they had made a shvua that they won't give any of their daughters to Shevet Binyamin. They had a problem. So how did they solve the problem? They solved the problem as follows. That when the Shvua was made, b'maimid kol Yisrael, who came to, when they sent out a cruz that everyone should come and fight with Binyamin for the Dovul Nevola that happened by Binyamin with the Pelegish Begivin. And then they had said that whoever will not come is Chayiv Misa. So Memela, the people of Yovesh Gilov, they did not send one representative to come to the Muhammad. So Memela, this was Mamish fit into the puzzle. So Memela, all the people of Yovesh Gilov were Chayiv Misa, because they didn't come to be Mishtate. And then, but also, these people of Yovesh Gilot never swore that they'll give, since they never came, so they never swore that they won't give their daughters to Shevet Binyamin. So they got 400 Nareis Psulois. They killed out Anoshim, the Noshim, Vitav. And then they were left over 400 Nareis Psulois, and that they gave to the 600, people of Binyamin, and then they had a problem with the other 200. That's a parsha vayta. So the pasuk says in Shoftim Chof Aleph Yud, Lechu v'hikisem es yoishvei yovesh gilot lefi choret v'hanoshim v'hatov. And they killed them all out. V'nisharu arba meis noretz psulis. That's what says in the pasuk. So Taisvis seems to be saying over here. That's because since they didn't come to be mishtatev in the Mulchama Pilagish Begiva, so they killed them out. It seems from the pasuk they killed them all out. It was only left over after the Ritas Loshen HaPasuk. It was only left over 400 Nares Psulis. And then Taisha says, Ki kol ashar hayu am asafsuf. That means, I think, the others who were there, Tzugikumen, I don't understand klar tais lo mshaf le bot lakach meid kele yo mina tais shobin a kaponim the yichus of Eliyo was he came from the he's from the tais shobim of Yavish Gilo kach shemati meiri truti mishem mari barab yitzok mimalo betal u beruchais laichai vul chachomim lahaskir ma she beruch amoyre datal. There's no kepeide to say it, that you should say it, because you're not mechuyif to say it. But you make sure not to say, because then it's a simen klal. Mishum hochi nire, so Taisa says, with our Gemara we'll understand now a posik enach. The gabi Gidon, kshe'oma ala oretz yiyetal, Gidon made two simonim to show that either it was l'chazik b'nei Yisrael, to show that that Rabbi Yisrael will help him. So he made two simonim. One, the second simon was, kshe'oma ala oretz yiyetal, balagize yiyachayre. That there should be a phenomena that there should not be any tal on the Giza. Ksiv vayas kein. Vayas kein. The Baruch Shem did that. And it was like that. On the Oretz there was tal, and on the Giza there was drop. Ksiv, but then, Abu Ksha'oma, but the first Bakosha was, Ksha'oma al ha'oretz yiyachayre. Halagize yiyetal. So he was mispalo, that there should be no tal al ha'oretz. So there it says, ksiv, it doesn't say bayas kein, bayehi kein. What does vehi kein mean? Kloima, dalagize oya tal. That on the gize there was tal. Avoloi ksiv bayas kein, mashme dal ha'oretz oya tal, the taloi meyatza. At kam benusach shalafonai. So my mail is a taish we said, according to our Gemara, the tal is not netzah, so it wasn't completely the way he had wanted it. The Yalkut Yeshai brings down from Arabaz and from others so what was the first simen? That means the first simen was, it says vayehi chen. So taish says, that there was tal on the Giza, there was tal al ha'or, and he said there should be tal on the Giza and not tal al ha'or. And it wasn't like that. There was tal all over. So what was the nest? So it was tal all over. Shkayach. So he brings down from the Radbaz that Be'emison there was a minute amount of tal al ha'or. There was an abundance of tal on the Giza because it says he squeezed it out and he had a whole saffle full of tal of the Giza. So that was the nes. The nes was that Lamai said that there was abundance of tal on the Giza and a minute amount of tal on the Oretz. Al Kaponim, since there was a minute amount of tal al Oretz, so Lamai said, so we were yaitse that tal is never nes. So there was a minute amount. The nes was that we saw in proportion that there wasn't the same amount al Oretz and on the Giza, that Gufa was the nes. That's how the Yalkut Yeshai brings down from the Radbaz. Boy matzasi. Now Taisus says another diak in the posse. Sheomru al kol ha'oretz yietal ksi vayas alekim kein. It says vayas and it says alekim. Sheomar tal yie al agiza levado val kol ha'oretz yechayre ksi vayehi chein. Lahiskir bozeh Hashem yisboch. It doesn't mention the Rabbi Nishom's name. Petamoy. Asher oimer ki huze ki ein Hashem. Why is it like that? Ken shavizboch maske shmoi alaro another raya that Rabbi Shalom, this since Tal is a necessity for the Briya, so the Rabbi Shalom won't be maskish melo. So that's a ro. Receive b'chol amok m'sha'aski reshmi ovei eilech ovei rachticho askor sh'shmoy yisborg brings with it broche avol sh'omal akol oret yital k'si v'yas elekim ch'daim eloze v'yikro elekim li'er yoyim l'choyshech koro laylo so v'gabi choyshech le'hisker Hashem yisborach so Svasemis wants to be mitzadid. Why should it say it's out of the posim ki lakim la'er yoyim? So l'chayre the kore is also miyuta. V'yika lakim la'er yoyim v'l'chay shech laylo. Why did it say kore laylo? So since it makes it a new kriya, she should have said who the kore was also. So it didn't want to say the kriya of laylo because the kriya of laylo is a kriya and a dover that's not choshev hederer. Chayin b'chemisha dibrei sachroinis miloisir tzachvilech lehiska Hashem Yisborach doesn't mention the Rebbein Shalom's name hakel hoylech almokem echad so it's all one rayon that we have something that's not a dover broche so memele moshel lemelech shabona direno v'niach nipermidin letzayer moginoi his shield with nei kol chedrei habayis so losi beis hakisei mokem atinuf the mokem atinuf. He did not want that the mogin of the melech should be. So, therefore, the Rebbein Shalom is not masker shmoy al havor.